Jesus calms a storm. One day he got into a boat with his disciples and he said to them, "Let us go across the other side of the lake." So they set out, and as they sailed, he fell asleep. As a windstorm came down the lake, and they were filling with water and were in danger. And they went and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we are perishing." And he awoke and rebuked the wind and the raging waves, and they ceased, and there was a calm. He said to them, "Where is your faith?" And they were afraid, and they marveled, saying to another, "Who then is this that he commands even winds and water, and they obey him?"
有一天，耶稣和其他门徒登上了船，其中有一个人想问问题，耶稣就对他说：“我们可以渡到湖的那边。”然后他们就开了船。正在渡河当中的时候，耶稣睡熟了，湖上突然刮起了狂风暴雨，船进了水，当时的情况甚是危险。门徒来了之后，叫醒了耶稣，说：“您快看，我们马上就要命丧黄泉了。”耶稣醒了过来，马上斥责那狂风大作。此时风浪就已经止住，变得非常平静。耶稣又对他们说：“你们的信念到底在哪里呢？”此时这些门徒又惧怕，又充满了希望，彼此之间回答说：“这个人到底是谁？他竟然能吩咐风和水，连雨也会听从他，最后船也会变得稳当。”大家好，我是主播 Kiki。第二阶段，我们节目名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带您进入新的学习体验。每次我会以学习者的角度做个人总结分析，然后 English Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度学习问题讨论。希望这样的互动过程可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是卢克福音第19讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chat name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂. English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I will make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. Our learn sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and problem discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with Sister on related issue. Today is the 19th lecture on the Gospel of Luke. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Well, firstly, still my today's short personal study summary. One day, Jesus and his disciples climbed into a boat to cross a lake. While they were sailing, Jesus fell asleep suddenly. A fierce storm blew up, waves crashed over the boat, and the disciples feared they would drown. They woke Jesus, shouting, "Master, we are going to drown!" Jesus stood, spoke sharply to the wind and the waves, and instantly the sea became completely calm. Then he asked them, "Where is your faith?" The disciples were amazed and whispered, "Who's the man that even the wind and water obey him?" Now let Ingrid's sister make a go further summary.
Hello, the first thing that I pay attention is that they go into a boat. They leave the shore where they can walk safe and sure, and are in a small boat on the water, delivered to all kind of weather conditions.
大家好，今天我首先注意到的是，他们一行人上了船，离开了岸边，在那里他们可以安全稳固地行走。 最终乘坐一艘在水面上行驶的小船，经受了各种天气条件的考验。
Unfortunately, there comes a storm, and they feel even they had Jesus with them in the boat.
不幸的是，暴风雨来临，他们甚至害怕耶稣与他们同在。
As disciples of Jesus in the same boat, they had authority to rebuke the storm too, but they felt so much scared that they decided that it is better to wake up Jesus, that he should handle the situation.
作为与耶稣同舟共济的门徒，他们也有权利斥责这场风暴，但他们总是感到非常的害怕，所以最终决定最好叫醒耶稣，让他来处理这样的极端情况。
Jesus was faithful. He calmed the storm. Then he tells the disciples that they could calm the storm by their power of faith too.
耶稣是忠诚的，他平息了风暴，然后他告诉其他人，他们可以凭借信仰的力量，最终平息一切。
First he solved the problem, then he corrected them.
首先，耶稣解决了问题，然后他又纠正了本质。OK, based on a bold Bible study content. Now, let me ask sister some related questions. We hope the following question can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. The first one, sister, why did the disciples wake Jesus during the storm? 为什么门徒在暴风雨中要叫醒耶稣呢？
Because they feared for their life and had no faith, they had no belief that they could pray to God Father too, and their boat will not sink as long as Jesus was in the boat.
因为他们担心自己的生命安全，而且没有真正的信仰，他们并不相信自己的能力，所以他们向天父来祷告，或者以为只要耶稣在船上，他们的船就不会沉没。Next one, sister, how did the storm put the boat in danger? 这场风暴如何让船陷入了危险呢？
The boat was filled with water, and since the disciples were most fishermen, they knew that there was a danger.
船里当时充满了水，由于门徒大多是渔夫，所以他们知道情况有多危急。Next one, sister, therefore, what did Jesus do when the disciples woke him? 当门徒叫醒耶稣的时候，他作何反应呢？
First, he helped them, then he corrected them by saying that they did not have enough faith.
首先，他帮助了他们，然后他纠正他们说，他们的信仰还不够。Next question. How did the sea change after Jesus spoke to it? 耶稣对海面对话之后，海面发生了什么样的变化呢？
It was totally calm.
海面顿时变得异常平静。Next one, sister. Why did Jesus ask, "Where is your faith?" 为什么耶稣问你们的信心又在哪里呢？
Because we can solve a lot of problems that we have by faith.
因为我们可以通过信仰最终解决很多问题。Next one. What surprised the disciples after the storm stopped? 风平浪静之后，门徒们对什么感到最为惊讶呢？
They were surprised that Jesus had the power to command over a storm.
他们很惊讶，耶稣竟然拥有掌握风暴的力量。Next one, sister, what does this story teach us about Jesus' power? 这故事教育我们，耶稣有什么样的权利呢？
He has power over all nature. He created the nature, so he is master over the nature.
耶稣拥有掌控一切自然的力量，是他创造了自然，所以他是自然的主宰。Next one. How might you feel if you were in the boat during that storm? 如果你也当时在船上，你会害怕吗？
I would have fear too.
我也会感到非常的害怕。Next one, sister. Why is faith important when we face scary or dangerous situation? 当我们遇到可怕或危急的时候，为什么信念非常重要呢？
The water is a symbol for a situation in our life where we have left our safety and walk in a situation that we still do not know how it will gonna go on and out.
水象征着我们生活的一种情况，在那里我们离开了安全，陷入了一种最危急的情况，而我们仍然不知道它会如何发展并结束。
Often people in this situation alarm all their friends for to beg them praying and interceding for them, and that this is totally okay because the Bible commands us to carry the load of each other.
处于这种情况的人们常常会惊动他所有的朋友，恳求他们为他们祈祷和代祷，这是完全可能的，因为圣经命令我们要互相承担重担。
But often it is enough when Jesus and I know about the problem because the other disciples cannot calm my storm. Jesus and my faith in him will solve me, and this is something I can rely on.
通常情况下，只要我和耶稣知道了问题所在，就足够了，因为其他门徒无法平息我的风暴。耶稣和我对他的信仰只会帮助我解决问题，这才是我想依靠的。The last question today. Therefore, sister, can you think of a storm in your life while you needed faith? 你是否能分享自己生活中需要信心面对的风暴？能举个例子吗？
When I gave up my job as a programmer, I had problems with my back and my eyes, so I refused my safety job, and my plan was to enroll to an university for to become a teacher. I thought I can use my knowledge in computer science for to teach it at schools.
我放弃了程序员的工作的时候，当时我的背部和眼睛都出现了问题，所以我最终拒绝了当时的工作。我的计划是考大学当老师，但是我想，我可以用我在计算机科学方面的知识，最终在学校里教书。
I had everything organized, a room in the town of the university, applied for a part-time job, and much more.
当时我把一切都安排妥当，在大学城里找到了一个房间租住下来，并且申请了一份兼职工作。
At the day before I should move to the other town, I got a letter from the university that I was not accepted because of my high school degree. I lacked 1 point.
在我即将搬到另一个城镇的前一天，我收到了大学的一封信。说我没有被这所学校录取，因为当时的高中文凭中我少了一点点分数。
For to get an answer what has happened, I fasted, and in the evening, it was already late, the responsible for human resources of the part-time job rang me and invited me to a job interview.
为了弄清具体发生了什么事。我当时很沮丧，并且进食了一段时间。到了晚上，尽管已经很累，兼职公司的人力资源负责人还是打电话给我，邀请我去面试。
I got the job and I did not lose my enrollment at the distant university.
我最终得到了这份工作，而且也没有失去那所远方学校的入学资格。
So I worked part-time and studied part-time at home. It was not the solution I was seeking, but it was okay.
所以，最终我兼职工作，在家继续学习。虽然这并不是我想要的解决方案，但最终我也可以接受。好啦，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2025年7月快乐，我们下期再会。